everybody. It's time for the Pedego Podcast, exploring the e-bike revolution. Join us each week as we talk with the entrepreneurs behind this movement and the love stories of those just riding along. Brought to you by Pedego Electric Bikes. Well, welcome everybody to the Pedego Podcast as we explore the e-bike revolution with the entrepreneurs driving the whole thing. And today, we got somebody driving in a couple of lanes. I didn't know that's legal or possible here. But we have Jordan Clark with us today, who is a multiple entrepreneur, runs multiple businesses, one of which is a Pedego electric bike store in Summerlin, Nevada, right outside of Vegas there. Welcome, Jordan, to the show.
Thank you very much, Paul. So glad to be here.
So let's explore this. We've had lots of people who this was their second act. They were an airline pilot. They retired. Now they want to do something fun. They were a banker. They retired. Now they want to do something fun. You want to do multiple fun things all at once. You're not that scenario where I quit one and I started another, right?
Absolutely. It's funny, when I look back at my career, I think it really all, most of it comes down to the ability to think. So while I worked for other people in my lives and had a great time doing that, the one thing that was always missing was the ability to think for myself. I was always thinking about the business that I was working in for someone else on their behalf. And I really was attracted to being able to just explore new opportunities and find new things that I wanted to do and new things that I wanted to learn about. So,
is it that simple? You wake up and you say, that's something I'd like to do. I know, but I'm already doing this. I'll do both of them.
Well, it didn't quite evolve that quickly because I do a lot of research to make sure that it's the right fit for me. But as I have mentioned to many people, I am super fortunate to be able to do two things that I'm extremely passionate about. So I don't work anymore. I literally have fun every day. The only problem that I have in my life is that there's not enough time in the day
to do
all the fun things that I want to do.
So, that's the problem. Just got to give up that stupid sleeping stuff here. And if you could only
I was thinking about that, but I can't figure out how to make that work.
So. All right. So let's unpack some of this here for everybody tuning in saying, what the heck is he doing? Before you did Pedego, I assume you had this other business and you still have this other business. What is this other business?
That's great. It's actually a full service meetings agency. It's called Face-to-Face Meetings and Incentives. We actually operate corporate meetings for customers all over the world. So we help them find the appropriate hotels, negotiate contracts, and then we actually help them operate those things by planning all their food and beverage, their audiovisual, transportation, the whole nine yards.
So they're outsourcing rather than, I don't know who handles this internally, but there's usually a team somewhere in the marketing department and it's their job and they usually groan because they usually don't want to do that.
Exactly. And they like some of the fun parts about it, but it's about having the worldwide network of people to draw from so that we just operated a meeting in Albuquerque, believe it or not, for one of our customers. And they had a couple people from London that were not able to get there. So we were able to call some friends of ours that we've known throughout the industry and over the years and actually operated a sub meeting at the same time in Brighton, all from Las Vegas and where we're headquartered. And then it just kind of, it's fun, but it's about the network and really just helping people understand what the value of moving meetings forward, and it really helped businesses grow. So super, super fun.
So what a cool business. You bring people together, they have a party, they have an event, everybody goes with a smile. That would seem fulfilling. That would seem rewarding. That would seem you're in the right spot. You're in outside of Vegas there where all of this stuff happens. Why feel the need to sell electric bikes?
Well, I don't know that I'm so interested in selling them, but being around them, because they just, as you can see right now, they bring a huge smile to my face.
They sure do.
So,
for anybody who can't see this, you got a big smile on your face.
I do.
Mention.
8 years ago, when I was working for someone else, I actually found myself in Huntington Beach one afternoon without anything to do, which was quite unusual for me, because at the time I traveled somewhere between 150 and 200,000 miles a year and handled 10 appointments every day and was running a $400 million business. I had an afternoon with nothing to do, and I walked back into my hotel, and there was a Pedego bike in the lobby. And at the time, I weighed 330 pounds. I was a very big boy. And I'm like, boy, I wonder if I could actually ride a bike down here. And I'm a big fella and so on and so forth. But
I got time to kill him at the beach. There's a boardwalk across the street. And because Huntington Beach has a long stretch of a path where everybody rides bikes and skateboards and scooters. That's just, it's sort of like the boardwalk back east. It's just, that's what everybody does.
100%. So I rented the bike that afternoon, and I rode 30 miles that first afternoon.
Wow.
And I just couldn't stop. And I went home the next day, and for the next 9 months, I could not stop thinking about this amazing experience that I had. And I looked into it. And as you know, it's an investment, right? Electric bikes are an investment. And they are an investment that keeps giving dividends far after you purchase it. But it took me a while to decide to take the leap and go ahead and do it. But
because you got another business.
Exactly. And not as much free time as I wanted. So 9 months later, I ended up purchasing two of them. And from a fabulous gentleman that I ended up years later actually purchasing one of his businesses from. Howard is quite a legend here in Las Vegas. We call him Mr. Electric Bike. He's a very young, 82 years old.
Wow.
And he's decided he's going to retire and do some golfing and his wife and what have you. But fast forward several years, he gave me a call in December and said, you know what? Two stores is getting to be a little bit much for me. And I'm 82 and I kind of want to go golfing. So I wanted to see if you were interested in purchasing the Summerlin store.
Look at that. And Summerlin is, as I recall, it's outside of Vegas there somewhere. It's kind of like a distant
suburb. Yeah, it's on the west side of Las Vegas, about 10 miles out. So
okay. And then Henderson's the other way towards the dam or whatever here. And
correct. Exactly.
So. And you decided to buy one and then see how it works. And now you're buying the second one. Is that the way it works?
Hey, I bought the second one last week and we're just having fun. And I just like literally every day I just wake up and I can't wait to, you know, get my coffee and go in the car. I can't even wait to have coffee at home anymore. I drink it in the car because I'm just so anxious to get in there. I meet the coolest people every day. We're having fun. And the part that I never expected, of course, every entrepreneur opens a business to make money.
Sure.
But the part I never expected was the fulfillment that I get from seeing the smile on people's faces, hearing the little ooh-hoo that they make the first time they feel an electric motor engaged in their pedal assist. And quite candidly, in a lot of places, I'm proud to say that people that never thought they'd ever be able to ride a bike again, and just the joy that.
So let's talk about all three of those, because that's a theme I never thought of before I started this show. When they asked me to host the show and let's talk about this topic on an ongoing basis, I thought it would be an opportunity. It's an emerging industry. It's a revolution and change. People older are riding bikes again. I get all that. I think that's a fascinating story. What I didn't get was the woohoo, how much fun it is, we're like little silly kids again story here. And not just the customers, but the owners of these stores. Talk about that. Is it something you just got to experience, or can you describe this euphoric feeling to all of us here?
I think I can describe it. I don't think that anything will be quite exactly like it. But first of all, if you haven't figured this out yet, people who buy Pedagos just are inherently nice. They're just kind and they're gentle folks.
Because they're in that frame of mind, maybe? They're in a, I'm going to get out and see the world and
they're having fun, right? They're doing what we suggest, hello fun. So, but when we're talking, they really want to learn about the bikes. They're very curious and they can be overwhelming if they're not presented in a nice clean way. But when they come in the store, you know, we get to know them a little bit. And then we're like, can we just go have some fun? Let's go ride a bike out back.
And
I'll ride first and I'll show you that it's okay. And it's pretty easy. And they ask a bunch of questions. We take as much or as little time as they want to. And then they get on the bike. And we always ask them to ride the bike first without the pedal assist. So at least in my stores, I do. And I'm pretty sure a lot of other folks.
Because it's a real bike. You can just ride it around if you want.
Get used to the bike itself and, you know, how big it is or small it is or how it rides and what have you. And then we ask them when they're on a straightaway to go ahead and just push that little plus sign and bring it up to pedal assist one. And that's the moment where we get the, ooh, because they get that, you know, that feeling of, wow. And and that's the part and I just smile because like every single time that happens. So that's pretty cool.
We've had dealers say you can almost time it. Okay, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There it is. It's going to happen.
Yep, 100%.
And a big and smile just, and they go the woohoo, ooh.
Yep,
and some little make some little noise. So do they ever make little noises and go woohoo when you plan a corporate training event? They might be happy, but do they literally outgo, ooh, that was fun?
That's a hard no. They sure do not.
So it's a different experience, not just an opportunity, because it is an emerging industry. It's rapidly growing everywhere, not just Pedago, but this whole e-bike thing came out of sort of nowhere and everybody's doing it. And I say partly because it allows people who haven't ridden bikes in a long time. The second thing, the health benefits of doing this. You talked about yourself. You don't look like 300 pounds. I'm looking at you on Zoom. You don't look 300 pounds.
No, I actually right am proud to say I weigh 250 now. A huge portion of the reason of that is for Pedego. And this is a concept that's really difficult to explain concisely, but I'm going to try to make it brief.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan of sitting on the couch and watching TV. I love that.
Okay.
I'm great at it, by the way. I'm quite
world class. I heard you're one of the world class athletes when it comes
absolutely
to
yeah. I hold down couches like no other. However, after I got my Pedego bike for that other business, I would mail out a bunch of little boxes and mm-hmm. I would put them on the washer and dryer on the way out to the garage. And that way, the next time I went to drive somewhere, I would put them in the car and I'd take them to the post office and mail them.
Sure.
And now when I got boxes ready, like, there was no more couch. I was strapping those boxes down to the back of my bike and I was driving them down to the post office. And there's a big hill, by the way. The post office is way down at the bottom of the hill for me. So the way home was always an obstacle in my mind. People call Pedego electric bikes hill eliminators, which is also very true.
Right.
But I also call it an obstacle remover. Like, I just never think about how I'm going to get somewhere, which route I'm going to take, whether or not I'm going to be fatigued when I get there or if I can make it or what have you. I just, if I want to go somewhere, I hop on my bike and I go and I explore and I'm having fun and I'm in this hello fun zone, if you will.
I'm going to use that. I've never heard that described that way. An obstacle eliminator, because we all have obstacles that keep us from doing things. I'm too old. It's too far. It's not nice out or whatever. I got 100 excuses, obstacles that I can't overcome. I would do this, but, you know, there's a hill there. I would do this, but I'm old. I would do this for one of 100 reasons. And you're saying the Pedego takes a lot of that and just eliminates it.
Absolutely. And then, you know, I'm a busy person, as you can tell from I don't sit still very often. And when I do, I couch potato thing, but
from one extreme to the other, doing everything and doing nothing.
That's actually very true. But, you know, as Don DiCostanzo says, we talk about non-electric bikes as acoustic bikes. But
I thought like an acoustic guitar. I thought that was cool.
Outstanding. Yeah. But when I did ride my acoustic bike, I had limitations. I had limitations on how far away I could get from my home. And then after a while, and I've always loved to ride bike, but I still was riding the same stuff every day. And then it's just like walking around your neighborhood. It's nice. It's fun. But after a while, you've seen that house 7,000 times.
I never thought of it because you find the path that works. I know this is safe. I know I can get there. There's no obstacles. It's a route that I can do. But after a while, is it just an exercise bike and I'm going around the track, the same path? Or is this an exploratory vehicle? We had William Shatner on. He says, you know, this is like the epitome of Star Trek, the final frontier, crossing areas, worlds we've never seen before here. For him, it's just getting back out at 90 and going around different places.
The guy is amazing. He doesn't look 90, does he?
He sure doesn't. No, it's startling. I said he's really redefining aging for all of us. Now he went up in a rocket ship, for Pete's sake. See, and if something funny, I said at the end of the show, and I think it's so true, at least was for me, men of a certain age, I grew up watching Star Trek and then all the series he did after that.
Same.
Love him or not, you just can't help but smile when you say William Shatner. He just always puts a smile in because he's just, I'm going to do what I'm going to do, and I'm going to do it my way, and nobody's going to stop me, and I just keep going and going and going. And that's what I think is so amazing. You want to do spoken word records? I maybe can't sing, but I'll do spoken word records here. It just, nothing stops him. I love that.
Engage. That's the word.
Yeah, right. So, engage, like the Star Trek. Engage. All right, so we're engaged with this story. How do you do both? How do you run around setting up meetings and ride an e-bike and get others to ride along?
Well, it's interesting that you ask that because I get asked that question a lot. And it really comes down to something that sounds very cliche, but it is absolutely not. I truly have really only done one thing well in my life, and that's around myself with great people. Mm. And the team that I have in Summerlin, for one, is just amazing. And they are so excited about the expansion because they see and they all feel the satisfaction that we get from pleasing all these people and delighting them with customer service and so on and so forth. So they're all a part of the expansion. I'm a very transparent business owner. Everybody gets to know everything about everything that we're doing. There's no secrets. We work together as a team. We don't do any titles. Everybody's responsible for two things, and that's selling bikes and delighting customers, and that's it. So, so they're all very excited about that. And then on the face-to-face side, there's a team of 7 folks that are extremely active in that organization, including my right arm, Adrian Bellessa, and she is, for all intents and purposes, the chief operating officer for.
Give a shout out, absolutely. Don't keep him in the shadows here.
No, right. You bet.
We had somebody on, hold on, we do about 20 different business shows here on the station. We stream out of the University of California, Irvine's Beal Applied Innovation Center. So lots of innovative companies we do shows with, like this podcast, conversations about industries and worlds that most of us have never seen. We had somebody that was on that had their business acquired by, who's the great investor, Warren Buffett, Berkshire Hathaway. And he said it's a big collection of little companies. What he meant by that is when Warren comes in, he personally says, hi, how are you? I'm Warren. It's not just he sends in some people and you never see him. He says, I'm not going to change what you're doing. I'm buying you because of what you're doing. I'm just going to give you more assist, like the pedal assist. I'm going to give you a little assist to go further. But I don't want to replace you. I don't want to restrain you. I don't want to guide you. I'm not here to micromanage you. I want you to do more of the same with more resources.
Yeah, absolutely. And everyone that works on my team, and they know, they're very clear that ownership is not taking possession of something.
Yeah,
it is, right. You know, holding yourself responsible for something, and they are all involved and responsible for things. And if they need to be micromanaged, then they cannot work on our team.
So the other thing that struck me, you said three things. One is this whole idea of it's fun and people go, woohoo, you do, and others do. That's not something most of us get in most business experiences.
True.
And the other is it has a real positive value. It gets people out. They get healthy. They get active. All these ones, particularly now, everybody's shut in and shut off and everything here. You feel like, wow, I'm not just selling washing machines. I like it. I'm glad you have a happy washing machine, but there has some impact to this, not just clean clothes. And the third thing is this connection that you all guys seem to get with your customers where they come by later and say, hey, how you doing? Riding by. You want to go for a ride?
It's fascinating. And it's the biggest problem that I have in our businesses is people stopping by to say hello, then I'm all in. I mean, it's just they come by, they have coffee, they chat, and, you know, it's probably always at like the worst possible time.
Yeah, exactly. I'm in the middle of something here.
Absolutely. And I don't care because at the end of the day, they're fascinating people. And what I find particularly interesting is not only do they have a strong connection with the store, they all have their very favorite employee at the store that they always try to get there when that person's working. And the most fascinating piece is that a lot of them know each other and they're not in the store at the same time. And they ride together and they've referred each other. We are really building fun communities is really what it comes down to.
There's something strange about that to the rest of the world. When I bought my washing machine, I'm grateful. I might even refer somebody, hey, go get the washing machine from Jordan over there. But I don't go check in and say, hey, I got my washing machine. You want to come take a look at it? I don't go to other washing machine stores. I don't go to wherever I bought it, Sears. I don't travel around country and just stop in. You looked at my refrigerator today, sir? No, I have one of your refrigerators. I just want to come by and say hi. I live in another state.
Paul, I'm glad you clarified that because I would actually think that would be pretty odd if you did do that.
Yeah, right.
I'm kind of glad you don't. But in Pedego, we're lucky to actually it's the community that we have is, you know, we had a big party with the Pedego Palooza here 2 weeks ago to celebrate Howard's retirement. And all of a sudden around the corner come 20 ladies, all from Boulder City, which is a bit of a distance here. And they have all the same T-shirt on that says OBBB. I think it was Older Boulder Biker Babes.
Is what Older Boulder Biker Babes. All right, that's makes sense. I got it.
These people, they ride every single day and they go out for lunch together and they meet at bars and they have a couple of beers together. Yeah. And later that day, we actually went to go join them and just invited us to join after the party. And we went and just, you know, spent 2 hours just talking. And we all can talk about our bikes. We have to stop ourselves because we could be there all day.
Yeah.
So,
well, all of that is what we're trying to understand as we wrap our heads around this e-bike revolution that's got people at an older age out being active again on bikes with a little bit of assist. And they're feeling healthier. They're getting social, and they're forming a tribe. I never thought that you could bond over bikes, but I guess it's kind of like Harley-Davidson riders. All my buddies, you know, this is their fantasy to be easy rider again and go get their CEOs, but they want to get back out and let their hair in the wind and, I don't know, ride across the country. I think it has some of that. Is it just the youthful feel of it, or is it just the exhilaration of just getting out and going again?
I think it's the getting and going, and it's also just the connection. I mean, we're humans. Like, we all want to be connected to each other. And if you look at my other business, it's called Face-to-Face.
There you go.
It's just about the importance of the value of surrounding yourself with other people and having those interactions. And that's what they're getting when they're working with other Pedego folks. So
there you go. That's the connection story here. At our essence, at our core, we are not solo people. We're not solopreneurs. We're not solo socially. We're not social, not solo when it comes to business relationships. We need to get out and connect with people. And maybe that's what you're helping everybody do here again. Jordan Clark, give us the name of the stores again. You got a couple of maybe even more coming, they tell me.
Yes, indeed. So we have the fabulous Pedego Summerlin over on the west-hand side of Las Vegas. We have the amazing Pedego Henderson, where I'm at, located right now for the show.
Not just the regular one. We got the amazing one over here.
Okay. Well, it's fabulous, right? Because we're in Vegas. So everything is fabulous.
Yeah, that's right. Fabulous. Amazing.
And then actually later this month, we're going to be opening Pedego Lake Las Vegas, which is going to be primarily located right on the River Mountain Loop Trail, which is a 34-mile trail that overlooks Lake Mead, five tunnels, and then connects with Lake Las Vegas, Montelago Village. So you can go on a nice 3-4-hour bike ride on your Pedego and then come back and have a nice Italian lunch overlooking Lake Las Vegas or Mexican lunch or whatever.
You got a problem, Jordan. Everybody who hears this, you've just got a whole bunch of old Boulder biker babes that are going to start riding over to take this long trail.
Yeah. I can't wait. That's great.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us, Jordan Clark, a man of many talents and a man who got on a bike and couldn't let go and decided to open not one store but a couple of stores while keeping his other business going. That's a pretty amazing story. Thanks for letting us ride along here today.
You bet. Hello, fun. Thanks a lot.
All right. Well, there you have it, folks. The one reason you got to tune in each and every time here as we continue to ride along on the e-bike revolution. It's the Pedego Podcast, brought to you each week by the good folks at Pedego Electric Bikes. Tune in and ride along as we talk with the entrepreneurs behind this movement and the love stories of those just riding along. Right here in Orange County's only community radio station, OCTalkRadio.net.